shaking, bouncing, moving, shaking, don't break it. Hit the mama, never mistake it. We gon' twerk it, work it, bouncing, moving, shaking, don't break it. And everybody get down.
Been waiting all week for Friday to kick in. I'm going out tonight for some fresh air. Calling my girls, we finna hit the club. Got this new sexy dress, gonna get my hair done. No land, no wait, I'll walk straight into place. Walking with my head high, cause I know they gon' pay. Make my way to my section, oh boy, get out my face. Here come the sparklers, it's time to celebrate.
Party all night, party all night. Dance floor, it feels right. Hey, Mr. DJ, see my shit on replay. Mr. DJ, see my shit on replay.
We have an artist by the name of Femi Fatale calling in. And get this, like, she's a former model, now rapper. Yeah. So we'll be talking with her a little bit. Plus, we're adding a handful of new tracks to our Indie Night rotation. So definitely stick around to hear those. Like I said, I am Christy Love. Make sure you are following me on Twitter at Christy Love NC, and that's KristyLoveNC, and the NC is for North Carolina, of course. And definitely make sure you're following Craze Radio on Twitter at Craze_Radio, and that's Craze with a K. And like us on Facebook at Craze Radio. We're going to not waste any time. And the call line tonight is 646-200-0883. If you're listening online and you want to call in, make sure you press 1. If you want to speak with me or the guest, that's the only way I'll know that you want to talk is if you press the number 1. That'll put you in the queue. Tonight's show is sponsored by Luxury Hair Direct. So without further delay, let's go to the phone line. Hi, how are you, Femi?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to Craze Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I feel so good. Like, I finally got some estrogen up in here.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
You always
about.
Have a bunch of knucklehead dudes calling in.
It's time.
Oh, it feels good to have a female rap artist calling in. Okay, so where are you calling from?
I'm calling from D.C., Washington, D.C.? Yes.
Is that home for you?
No, I'm located in New York, but, you know, born and raised. Washington, D.C., so, you know,
what?
Handling business here right now, so, you know.
Okay. I love my DMV people. That's my second home.
Shout out to the whole DMV.
Yes. Shout out to the DMV. I need an applause for them.
Big applause.
A lot of my favorite artists are from the whole DMV area. I always say that they have a whole bunch of souls. So,
I love them.
Okay. So, well, before we get into the whole rap thing, you used to mop.
Yeah.
Wow. And what type of modeling was that? Was that just
like runway? Fashion shows, hair shows, runway, high fashion. You know, a couple of, like, small little videos, film, you know. You know, people like my look, and I would just, you know, be a part of it. So, yeah.
I know, that's right. How long did you do that?
Probably like maybe a year, a little less than a year.
Okay. So when did you decide that, okay, enough of that, so let's get to this rap game?
Well, like, I've always felt like I've, like, had a talent when it came down to music. You know, grew up in the church, singing in the choir. You know, grew up in D.C., so I love live music, go-go. Shout out to R.E., Backyard, Chuck, you know. And my grandmother, she grew up in church, and she always plays, like, the keyboard, like, every Sunday. My father played, like, the bass in the band. You know, I have a lot of family members that sing and perform, so it was always there, you know. I just models, I have the look, you know, so it was like, okay, I gotta really tap into what I'm supposed to be doing and just, you know, really do this music.
Okay.
So, you know, because looks fade, but good music will last forever.
Forever, you're right. You're so right. So, do you sing too? Because, I mean, like, if everybody in your family is, like, into the instruments and the church, and I know you've sung some solos in the choir before.
I do my thing, you know. I do a little something.
Okay. So, we'll get to hear you singing on some of your tracks, like rapping and singing.
Yes.
Okay.
And especially on, like, the new music, you know, doing a lot more of, you know, the other side.
How long have you been doing the music thing ever since you moved away from modeling? How long have you been, like, deep into it?
I mean, all my life, you know, since I was a child. But taking it serious, the last 2.5 years.
Okay.
Like, I ain't really going hard with it, you know.
What is your style of rap? Because I've only heard one song. I heard the What You Know About It, and I was like, oh, okay, this is a hard, like, hardcore, but
yeah.
The message was definitely there. So how would you describe your whole style of rap?
Well, my style of rap more of just, I mean, I grew up listening to everybody, so I don't exactly have, like, a specific sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just however I feel. It's just, I try to let it be natural, you know. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm aggressive, sometimes I'm mad, sometimes I'm feeling sexy, sometimes I'm feeling, you know, I want to motivate the world, you know, so it just depends.
So you're definitely one of those people that write from the soul, like the artist, real. And I love that because that's like when you know it's real, like real straight up hip hop, you know.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So that's a plus. So who are some of your influences? Like, musically, not just rap, but just, like, overall.
Overall?
Yeah.
I love the Isley Brothers. The Isley Brothers.
Okay.
Are
they from D.C. too?
Paulo Santana? No.
Oh, okay.
No. Sade.
So you're really, like, well-rounded when it comes.
Marley, definitely well-rounded, yes.
That
not
makes
just
a
rap.
Yeah, that makes a great artist. Where can we hear more of your music outside of What You Know About It?
Well, I have more music on YouTube, and I have more music on SoundCloud pages. A lot of music, actually, on SoundCloud, and I have a few songs on iTunes as well.
What's your SoundCloud? Give your SoundCloud out for everybody.
My SoundCloud is Femi Fatale. You can put www.soundcloud.com/Femi Fatale.
Girl, can you spell that? Because everybody don't know.
Yes. Femi, F-E-M-I, Fatale, F-A-T-A-L-E. www.soundcloud.com/Femi, F-E-M-I, Fatale, F-A-T-A-L-E.
How did you come up with that? What made you go with Femi Fatale?
It was like Femi Kuti. Femi Kuti. African. You know, I just played around with the words, you know, kind of flipped them back and forth. Femi Fatale, Femi Kuti, Femi Titi, the new Nefertiti, you know, just played around with it and came with it.
Does that whole, I guess, like, African culture, does that kind of blend in with your music? Because, like, I saw your Instagram name was Femi Titi.
Exactly.
Nefertiti. So I'm like, okay,
Nefertiti,
well, maybe she
yes.
got a little
exactly. That's how I got the Femi Titi from Nefertiti, you know?
Okay. Like, I don't like to compare female rappers, but we don't have that many, you know, to really
right.
choose from and, you know, listen to. Is it harder to be a female rapper?
No,
in
no.
the current state of hip-hop?
Not at all, no.
Okay.
There's no gender. If you're
okay.
good, you're good, you know?
Right. And that's another thing I was thinking about, too, because I do remember when... Nicki Minaj, she said
can
she
I,
did not
I'm sorry, one
want,
thing. Can I curse?
Yeah, girl, yeah. We're uncensored, yes. You can
fuck
say anything.
That. No, fuck that. Fuck that, okay?
Yes.
No gender, no gender.
Okay. And that's what I wanted to be clear about because I know, like, I've heard Nicki say it and I've heard, like, some other, you know, independent or underground female artists say, like,
right.
I don't want to be classified as a female rapper. I'm a rapper. I'm an MC. That's
right.
to be good enough.
Right.
Okay. That's what's up.
I feel like, honestly, I feel like I can battle the best of the guys. The best of them, you know? Like.
Do you battle rap?
No.
Freestyle
I don't do
battle.
The battle rap thing. Yeah, I'm not into that.
Oh.
I don't do battle rapping.
Yeah,
I go bar for bar, though, but I don't battle rap. Nah.
Okay. Is that the same thing as freestyling, like battle rap freestyle?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it
so
is.
So you don't do that either?
I freestyle. I do freestyle, but I don't battle rap. Like, I freestyle when I practice, you know?
Okay. Are you performing and doing showcases?
Yes.
How often do you do those?
How often? From time to time. Honestly, I just been really focused on working on a lot of music, a lot of new materials. Recording, and also I have business ventures also, you know, so I spend a lot of time working on new music and dealing with, you know, my other businesses.
Oh, well, that's smart. Hey, girl, you gotta have some extra
yeah.
means.
Exactly, nowadays, yeah.
Because the reason why I asked about the performances is, like, I know, like, if you're excited, want to come out and see you perform
right.
and check you out, like, where can they find you sometimes? Are you mostly in the D.C. area?
I'm
in
New York. I'm back and forth between,
okay.
yeah, New York, D.C., L.A., Atlanta. You know, like I said, right now the main focus is a lot of new material. I'm working on projects and working on, you know, mixtapes and stuff like that. So, I mean, I performed at a couple spots in New York, you know,
okay.
Club with a few other spots. But, you know, the focus is just to make this good music right now, you know.
So do you have a mixtape out already, or that's what you're working on?
Mixtape, yes, I do actually. I just leaked the mixtape out. It's called The Lost Style, so that's hot. You should definitely go and look that up. A lot of music is on my SoundCloud, so.
Okay. Do you have that mixtape there?
And it's straight raw, so you know.
Well, yeah, I kind of figured that.
Yes.
When I heard you, I was like, this girl is not playing, for real. Okay?
Oh, no, I'm not playing at all. No, it's no time for games. I'm not playing. This is what I really do. I want these niggas to know that I really rap. You know, like, I'm not selling sex. I'm not doing any of that, you know. I don't need to do that. I'm
it's
a female, but I'm a rapper first. I'm an artist first.
Okay. So The Lost Files, I would have to Google that or go to your SoundCloud to get that.
Yes.
Files, that's your very first mixtape?
No, that's the most recent, like a week ago. Yeah.
How many you got before that?
One, actually.
What's the name of that one? Because we want to hear everything, girl.
You want to hear everything. Well, the first one was just called... what was it? It really just was songs that I just had on, you know, SoundCloud mix. They're not really so much of a name, but this one that I just dropped now, The Lost Files, is more of, you know, the overall music, older music, throwbacks, just straight how I feel, you know, in the basement just recording, you know, raw music, raw material.
Okay. And so what's next? Another mixtape, or are you going to do like an actual EP or LP?
Yes, all of that. I mean, you'll definitely be hearing and seeing a lot of good material from me. You know, I'm really just getting started, you know.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Okay. You know, it takes time, so
yes,
be on the lookout.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines. We have a few callers that's pressed one, so
okay.
Let's go to, I believe this is Kurt.
Okay.
You're live on Crazy Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello. Is this Femi with Town?
Yes.
Hello?
Sir, yes, it's Femi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I heard about you about a year ago. I saw that video spazzing.
Uh-huh.
It was, I really enjoyed that.
Oh,
a
thank
lot.
You. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
I mean, I love the subject matter in it. It's not just talking about the same regular old stuff that everybody else is talking about. And I love the videography of that.
Whole
video. I want to know when you're dropping more of your own original music, like spazzing, and what you know about it.
Well, working on that now, just maybe within like the next like couple of weeks, you know, it's coming, guys. Like, just work with me. Like I said, I got a lot going on. I really want people to just kind of just catch up on the music that I've already put out and just like
get
the real understanding and feel it of it. And then, you know, I'll continue to put out more stuff. So.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you, Kurt. I really appreciate
you
so much. Like,
thank you.
No problem. Oh, follow me on Instagram at Femi Titi, FemiTiti, Femi Fatale, SoundCloud, you know, everything else, Facebook, Femi Fatale, Instagram.
I got you on Twitter, but I'm following you on Instagram now.
Okay.
Thank you,
Kurt.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Kurt.
Bye.
Okay, so the spazzing, that video, is it on your YouTube too?
Spazzing, yes, it is on my YouTube. Oh, shout out to my producer and my videographer, Amar Najula. He shot spazzing and he shot What You Know About It. He's like one of the dopest people ever, like you can get to produce your music and, you know, shoot your videos. So shout out to him.
Do you have like your own set of producers and videographers that you always call on?
I have a small team. You know, I have my own videographer, and I have, you know, a few producers that I just, you know, I like to just work with the people I know that, you know, is going to get the job done, is about what they're about, and it's also giving me the sound that I'm looking for, you know, cause it's a specific sound, so.
Right. I think that's so important. Okay,
yes.
We're going to go to another caller.
Okay.
Is your live on Crazy Radio?
Hi.
Femi, this is Nakai. What's going on?
Hi, Nakai.
Call in today.
Hi.
Yes, I wanted to call in. I'm such a big fan of you, and I want to say you keep doing your thing. I've been watching you for so long, and I'm waiting for new stuff to come out. So
thank you so much. You're such an inspiration.
You're really inspiration.
Oh, Maryland. Shout out to Maryland. What part of Maryland
yes,
are you calling from?
Yes. Right now, District Heights.
Okay, yeah. I know what that is. That's what's up.
Yeah, and you're really inspiring me to just get up and do it, and like your story, and just how you just did it, you know, with nothing, and you made it out of something. So you really inspired me, and I want to say keep going. I'm rooting for you. And yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Nakai.
Oh, and
I just
checked out Pandemonium.
You.
I love it.
I checked out Pandemonium. Yes, that was
the last
freestyle I threw out. So thank you.
Yes.
It feels good to know that my message is hitting people. You know, I want to inspire and uplift. I want people to really, really, really get what I'm saying. So thank you so much, Nakai. I really appreciate it. And,
you're
you know,
welcome.
Reach out to me. Stay in touch. Femi TV, Instagram, Femi Fatale, Twitter, YouTube.
I will. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy the day.
Thanks for calling, Makai.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to keep on rolling, girl. They
that's,
is in here for Femi Fatale. Okay, I think this is a New York number. You're live on Crazy Radio.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
yes.
We can. Who's calling?
Hey, this is H calling from New York.
Hi, H. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What part of New York are you calling from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, shout out to Brooklyn. That's where I'm at.
Of course.
And are you from Brooklyn, Femi?
No, I'm
not. That's your area?
I'm from D.C., but I live in Brooklyn now. So.
Yeah. doing my thing in Brooklyn. So what's up, Ace? You got something to say to Femi?
Yeah, you know, I really like her work, what have you. It's really, I guess you would say raw. You know, it's raw.
Yeah.
It's like pure hip-hop. But I want to ask her, like, you're welcome. You know, I want to ask her, like, you know, what does she feel is missing in the rap game right now? Like, what's missing? What's the missing piece?
I feel like real stories are missing in the rap game right now. Real bars are missing.
Too much
it's not always up. It's not always about a Bentley or a mansion or, you know, fat women, you know, or drugs. Like, what happened to the stories?
Okay. So do you bring that to the table?
Yes, I believe I do. That's one of the main things. Like, I love a story, like, as an MC, a real MC. So like, almost every song, it comes from something. It comes from a story, or it comes from my life, or anything. I mean, I grew up in Northeast D.C., you know, so I got stories for, like, forever to tell, you know.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, keep on doing your thing. We out here. We watching you. We supporting
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you, H. Appreciate you. Hit me up. Hit me, you know, Instagram, hit me TD, SoundCloud, YouTube.
All right. We'll do it, definitely.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you, H.
Thanks for calling
right.
in, H.
Bye.
H. Brooklyn.
H.
Okay. We got another, I think this is a D.C. caller.
Okay. D.C. showing love.
Have you live on Crazy Radio?
Hey, I wanted to, this is Charlene from D.C. Uptown, officially. I want to shout out my girl, Femi, because I love her. She's my friend. She's a great artist.
And
I want everybody to look out for her because, like she said, it's a lot of stuff that's missing from the game. And I feel as though with her attributes and her skills, she can definitely blaze.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. So, yeah, I just want to call and shout her out. Hey.
Thank you, Charlene. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks, Charlene.
All right, bye. No problem.
Okay. I really do think that's so important. Like, I think that's what separates a real MC from just a rapper, if you know what I'm saying. Like, when you can come with stories, when you can, you know, when you have substance to your material, that makes a world of a difference.
Right.
Okay. So the single we have tonight is What You Know About It.
Yes.
Give me a little background on that.
It's just, I just want people to not forget that it's real out there. You know, like, it's you know, some people not eating. Some people don't have no way to sleep. You know, you got to hustle. So it's just. It's real. Like, it don't get no realer than that. Like,
right.
You know, I've been in that situation, you know, so can't forget it.
So give me your top three unsigned artists that's out here doing it right now.
Top three unsigned artists. Me.
Yes.
Me. And me.
And me again.
Me, myself, and I, goddammit.
Okay.
That's who it is.
And there you have it. Okay, I really like your energy. Like, you're
thank
so,
you. Thank you. I love yours, too. It's good, you know, to have, like, real support and inspire people.
Now, are you going to be independent forever? Like, okay, because I was going to say, is it your goal to be, like, on a major label?
I'm sorry, one more time. You said it's my goal what?
To be a part of a major label.
Be a part of a major label?
Yeah.
If they're bringing the right thing to the table,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, but it's got to be a win-win.
Right.
For me and for them, you know, not just for them, so.
Okay. I'll start it.
Because I'm not doing this just to be famous, like.
Right.
You know.
I
already feel famous, honestly.
You are, girl. You got a lot of calls on this line tonight. Now, everybody didn't press one, so you got a whole lot more just sitting, you know, listening in the cut.
Wow.
Now.
That's what's up. Real recognized
so,
riddle.
You're doing it. And I just want to thank you for coming by. I know we're running low on time, but anytime you have projects, new music, just, you know, hit me up. Shoot me an email. Come by. Tweet me. Whatever you got to do. Like, we got you because...
Thank you.
Like I said, I need more females.
Thank
females.
You.
in this yes. male-dominated industry.
I appreciate it, and we got to stick together. Us females got to stick together. It's so important. Like, I feel like we'll be so much more ahead if we, you know, stop the hate and stick together. So, ladies, stick together.
It's hard for them to do that, but, yeah,
it's a little hard, but it's not impossible, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing's impossible.
And I say that all the time. I say, the females that I know are so powerful. If we could just, like, come together.
Oh, yeah.
And let the petty stuff go. Like, oh, my God, we could, like, run the world.
Oh, yeah.
Real.
I agree.
Okay. So,
agree.
This is our exit. I don't want to let you go yet.
I don't
want to
leave
you know.
Either.
We definitely got to get you back on a night where we have more time, like, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But just real quick, let everybody know.
Can I spit something right quick?
Girl, do, yeah.
Just about four bars.
Okay, four bars. All right, you got it.
My money hand itching, I can feel these meals. I'm slanging these verses like I'm slanging krills. These niggas complain like Femi ain't got skills. I'm fucking hydroplaning like I ain't got wheels. It's like my mind be blank. Y'all niggas out of y'all minds like I'm shooting tanks. I'm a bazooka, I be shooting tanks. I did it for my city, y'all should give me thanks. I made my city big, you could call me Hanks. Don't take this for a joke, it ain't a part of a prank. I moved up in the ranks, from a model to a rap star. The D-boys say I flow like a trap star. I ain't never sold drugs, but my city plug. I got the whole world high, they just feeling my buzz. Yeah, I'm made for this, yeah, I feel it in my blood. I look like a lady, but I kill it like a thug. Peace.
Ain't she dope, y'all? Freestyling on the air and stuff, all that good stuff. All right, Femi Fatale. Okay, so definitely, okay, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you on the web, where they can get your music from, any last words you have to say to your fans, your supporters, the new fans, because I know you got some new fans tonight. Anything else you want to let us know?
I just want to say shout out to the Fantastic Four. You'll be seeing them soon. Just everybody out there, just keep pushing, keep grinding, keep shining, keep believing in yourself, keep following your dreams. It's possible. Nothing's impossible. And just be on the lookout for me because I'm coming. I'm here. So I'm here. And I love all of y'all.
We love you back. Give everybody your Twitter again and your Instagram.
Yes, my Twitter is Femi, F-E-M-I, _ Fatale, F-A-T-A-L-E. My Instagram is Femi Titi, F-E-M-I-T-I-T-I. My YouTube is Femi Fatale, F-E-M-I-F-A-T-A-L-E. And Facebook, everything's Femi Fatale. So
Femi Fatale. Y'all, Google her. Okay.
Google me, Femi Fatale.
And we'll definitely get a feature for you on MediaCraze.me as well.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so what you know about it, go ahead and introduce this for us. So we can get a little sound bite drop out of it.
Okay, so you guys are now about to listen to What You Know About It by Femi Fatale.
All right.
Bye. Not having nowhere to sleep, but you know about.
Then once the baddies come, go fuck with my niggas up the trunk. I done ran across the country, but never for his gun. What you bitches want? This bullshit eating me up. Stress in my chest, giving me breast love. I'm the best up. Fuck finesse up, y'all done messed up. Study my life lesson and y'all wanna test what? I got a high IQ. Fuck the niggas with them IOUs. With no eyes on you, they gon' lie on you. But when you make it out the hood, they gon' rely on you. Ooh, I got a high IQ. Fuck the niggas with them IOUs. With no eyes on you, they gon' lie on you. But when you make it out the hood, they gon' rely on you.
We're going to have to get her back on the show again. If you're just tuning in, like my caller, I'm not going to call her out like that, though. You missed our special guest, Femi Fatale, tonight. She stopped by. She just got off air. So we actually have a caller that wanted to say something to her. You're live, honey.
Hey, 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 everybody. Okay, this is Courtney. I'm calling from Femi Fatale. I love her music, her swag. I'm calling all the way from Washington, D.C., so I'm very familiar with her work, and I love her so, so, so much. And I just wish her the best, and you all cop her music, get into her, love her, like her, follow her, and that's it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Better late than never, girl.
Yes, thank you.
So, thank you for calling, Courtney.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, y'all, so Femi Fatale, she had major, major support tonight. So, shout-out to the whole DMV and Brooklyn area. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at Femi_Fatale, and that's Femi_Fatale.
Interested in getting into the hair industry? Luxury Hair Direct offers you the opportunity to start your own hair business, selling the finest Virgin Remy hair from Malaysian, Cambodian, Brazilian, plus more. This company provides you with all the tools you need to be successful, all while looking great. Visit fancy.luxuryhairdirect.com. Click join now and become a distributor today.
Hey, y'all, it's Christy Love, and I am back. And that, of course, was Jamera M. with Luxury Hair Direct. Make sure you log on to www.fancy.luxuryhairdirect to get you some hair, girl. And, of course, you can become a distributor as well. Make a little money on the side. Okay, so it's Indie Night on Crazy Radio. And tonight we're adding 5 new songs to rotation. The first song we're adding tonight is actually it's not an original. It's kind of like a remake, a remix, a rework, or whatever you want to call it. It's by Nine Music. We featured her music here before, and this is I Can't Sleep Alone. Of course, y'all know Big Sean and Kanye West. So this is Nine Music. Follow her on Twitter at NYNEMUSIC.
Okay, ski, smoke, sleep, call, miss, text, woe, spoke, lie, feel, Lisa, ill, time, kill, month, still. I got somebody, baby mama, calling me daddy. I drink too much, please call me a cabbie. Word. Penthouse after party, hoes want the addy. Word. Fuck they girl, ride with us, crawling in the caddy,
now
third
I
row.
I can't sleep alone.
That was Nine, and she goes by Nine Music on Twitter. Also, check her out on SoundCloud. She's a new artist, and most of her music that she has on there is actually like covers that she's done of other hip hop songs, covers or remixes or whatever. So Nine Music, and that's NYNEMUSIC. Let's move on down the list. This is Rain, and you can find him on Twitter at REIGN1982, Rain1982, and this is Pour It Up, brand new, two rotation on Indie Night.
Got me an ounce on the flip that, every soda got a whip.
Step off the bottle, now I'm about to pull a chisel. Seen the damn thing when I roll up in the glitter. Rain and calm, bitch, yeah, y'all niggas know what this up. It's going down when we in this business, we don't give a fuck. I'm sippin' on the jack, got that dose in my cup. All my niggas and my ladies gon' throw your set up. Everybody drinking, if you feeling good, let it show. Put your cups up in the air if you want a little more. Best believe it's going down like your boy said before. All my niggas getting bucked, bitches dropping to the floor. Acting fool up in this thing, that's what I'm talking about. 803, 803, 864, let's wild out, boy.
Hey y'all, it's Chrissy Love, and this is Indie Night on Craze Radio. That was Rain, Poured Up, fresh new hip-hop track added to rotation. Moving along in our new submissions tonight, we have up next, She Like by Young Ferragamo, and you can definitely go and follow him on Twitter at 100VZ, 100V as in Victor, E-E-Z-Y, and here it is.
I'm so high, bitch. Elevator told the murder, let her hair down. The winner take it, gold teeth in a pack of Swisses. It like Jamaica if you playin' with my money, bitch. You meet to make her all about that paper. Yeah, she like, 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 yeah, she like. Got all them flurries on my wrist and they blind. So many diamonds, I don't know what the time is, but they sign. Their money stay all on my mind, so I'm grinding. I told her mom fair gum and she like. She say she bring her own girl cause she dyke. These niggas say they swear switch but they bite. These niggas wanna get their issue, I find it. Big money, marijuana, car keys, I'm a stoner. Flow colder than Corona, started want me to bonus. Got design on my frame, design on my clothes. She like design a game, got design on my hoes. I'm so high, bitch. Elevator, told the murder, let her hair down. The winner take it, gold teeth in the pack of Swisses. It like Jamaica, if you playing with my money, bitch. You meet to make
it. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
called my name out, oh baby.
Oh baby.
I knew that I had to make that dream come true. Compelled to push up on you, baby.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, we, I just want you to grind on my train.
Broke Up,
And I love it. Like, I really, really love it. And then it's like once I figured out, because you know me, like I always hear the sample in the song, and I always like try to take it back to the original. So I did not know what that sample was from, but I did see that it was from, oh my God, this jazz musician, I can't even think of his name right now, but he had put out a song with Patty Austin, who's also a jazz singer, R&B soul singer, Patty Austin. They, Patty sung the hook on it, and let me see if I can, because I wanted, his name is Bob James. Bob James, jazz musician, he did a version, I Feel a Song in My Heart, featuring Patty Austin. And actually, when I was researching, I found that Bob James wasn't even the original performer of the song. Gladys Knight and the Pips put it out in 1974, the very same song. And so, of course, I went back and I listened to Gladys' version, and I listened to Bob James and Patty Austin's version, and I love them both, but it made me appreciate the song by Just Dave, like, even more. So kudos and shout out to the Bowlegged Bandit, and y'all make sure y'all can go follow him on Twitter and SoundCloud, Facebook, YouTube, all of that at Just Dave, and that's JUSDAVE. Okay. Also on the music front, Spider page is The Game. Yes, he has a new single out called Bigger Than Me. And I need to find out who he's talking about in this song. Like, he is, like, heated, upset with somebody. So definitely go and check that out via his SoundCloud page. Of course, you can go to mediacraze.me, and that's Craze with a K, and listen to that. Also, last week, we had Michelle Williams, her Say Yes single that's doing so well, by the way. The video, the actual video, the official video was posted last week. She debuted it on Good Morning America and Black America Web, like a whole lot of other places. But, of course, we had it as well at 9 o'clock, just like everybody else, featuring Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. That song gives me chills. It makes me cry. All in the same. Like, oh, my God. Like, you know, Kelly actually sounded so good on that song. Like, Kelly's verse really gave me chills. Like, I felt it. Like, she was going through something, a thing. I don't know if the baby was kicking or whatever, but Kelly, like, moved me to chills. Like, tears, chills, that kind of feeling. You know what I'm saying? So, Kelly, girl, you might want to do a gospel album or something. El Reese, out of London, hip-hop artist, has a new video for his track called Negative to Positive. Definitely go and check that out. Then we have Hitchens P-Star. You're going to miss me. The video is there. Filthy Finesse, who was here on Indie Night last Monday. His latest video, I'm Out Here and Can't Tell Me Shit, that's on Media Craze. Make sure you go and check that out. Say what? Okay, we got some Filthy Finesse fans in house. All right. Of course, Rome Jeter from the RRR, Ruff Riley, his Give a Fuck video is on there. Mel Austin Jr., Chester Crochelle, Eminem. Oh, my God. Like, just check it out. We also have new music from Drake, if you care to hear that. And Benoit Love. Definitely check that out. His version, this is another one of these tracks where, you know, something was, part of the song was sampled from, like, old school or whatever. Ebony Eyes by Rick James and Smokey Robinson. Do y'all remember that? I bet you didn't know that Ebony Eyes, I love So, y'all know I can never give up the opportunity to say something, right? Benoit has a song out called Love. It's on his upcoming EP called Nonfiction. And it was actually released in April, but it's still dope. It was produced by Obscure Beats. So shout out to Benoit and Obscure Beats out of ATI Saudi. And go and follow Benoit on Twitter at Swah Worldwide. And that's SWA Worldwide. And like I said, he sampled a part of Brick James. So you'll definitely love that. If you like R&B music, like old school, smooth R&B, then you'll definitely love it. Alright, so it is time for me to end the show. I wish I had more time tonight. But a sister got stuff to do, like for real, for real. I have to go and catch up on my season 2 of Orange is the New Black. I spent all weekend catching up on season 1. Y'all didn't tell me that show was that good, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm catching up. I want to give a shout out to, first and foremost, Femi Fatale for stopping by. And I want to give a shout out to DJ Neil B, too. DJ Neil Boom, like, she was instrumental in hooking that up. Y'all can check her out on High Power Radio, also on Blog Talk Radio and highpowerradio.com. Femi Fatale, positive attitude, positive outlook. Like, we love her already. So shout out to her, all of her fans, her supporters. We're definitely on track with her movement. So you will be seeing more on Media Craze and Craze Radio concerning her. Shout out to everybody that listened on the phone lines tonight, everybody that listened online. I did not open up the chat room because, I didn't open up the chat room. I always forget. Nobody reminds me. So everybody that listened online, that called in, everybody that's listened to the archives, thank you. I appreciate you. Spread the word. I have big news concerning Craze Radio within the next couple of weeks. Probably by July 1st, you will definitely hear what our big news is. So just you know, keep rocking with us. It's new and it's exciting. I'm so excited about it. I can't let the cat out of the bag yet because, you know, we have some copycat around homes and we don't want to have to fight nobody, okay? So I am Christy Love, and I thank you for tuning in tonight. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at ChristyLoveNC, and that's KRISTILUVNC, and follow Craze Radio at Craze_Radio, and, of course, KRZ Indie Night on Twitter as well. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/CrazeRadio, and that's Craze with K, is always with K. And, of course, you can catch all of our old episodes, all of our archives, episodes on blogtalkradio.com/crazeradio. And check out some of our interviews on the YouTube page too, and that's Official KRZ TV. Official KRZ TV, which is Craze TV. We're gonna try to upload that every week with some of our favorite interviews from Craze Radio. I think we have about 4 up there so far. But, like I said, everybody, thank you for rocking with me. Like, bigger and better things are coming within the next few weeks. So, you know, just stay tuned. Keep your eyes on our timelines and everything. We're going to actually end the show tonight with Wild Horses, and this is Rock Boy K9 featuring BJ, the Chicago Kid, and Ashley Washington. Tonight's show is sponsored by Luxury Hair Direct at www.fancy.luxuryhairdirect. And I will be back next Monday with more independent and unsigned music. This is
okay, alright. I'm speeding towards the sun. It rains and it pours, and I'm just trying to run. Life gets hard, I just pray it'll get better. My American pie, God, please cut me a slice so I can fly.
I'm on the freeway, it's 3 a.m. Thinking about her, she's thinking about him. I bet she is. But that's how it goes when she loves him. adores her, she turns her back on him. And I bet that job ain't gonna call back like I thought it would. But somehow I know my little boy still gonna be all good. And even if he gotta eat on the value meal for a week, oh, we gotta get the free water. One life. Far away, but I gotta say, yeah.
Yeah, street corner, I shouldn't be working. I got bigger dreams, I can't show you in person. Trying to see if it's worth it. I got God in my circle, but they tell me to make it. Gotta quickly desert them. Too much fire inside, I'm alone with my pride. If you ain't on what I'm on, I can't fuck with you guys. That burner tuck for frontin', I don't wanna start drumming. But I got my reasons, I'm no demon. I just live around them, and I know that job ain't gon' call me back after background checks. What they expect me to do, I'm living inside of a mess. Cleaning out my prior stress, got me looking like a dumpster. I stop it all, wake up, realize I'm hungry, get money by any means, try and live a dream, and realizing that the horses run freer than me, my circumstances make me lower my standards, but the possibilities got me screaming out, don't panic, I'm trying to run,
far away, but I gotta stay.
Don't lie, we all want a slice of the American.
Yeah, we all need.